This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A jury acquitted American teenager Kyle Rittenhouse on Friday on all charges related to his fatal shooting of two men and wounding a third with a semi-automatic rifle during chaotic 2020 racial justice protest in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. A 12-member jury determined Rittenhouse acted in self-defense, finding the 18-year-old not guilty on all counts from the August 25th, 2020 incident. Rittenhouse broke down sobbing after the verdict. The teenager's trial polarized America, highlighting divisions around contentious issues like gun rights. The defense argued that Rittenhouse had been repeatedly attacked and had shot the men in fear for his life. The prosecution portrayed Rittenhouse as a reckless vigilante who provoked the violent encounters and showed no remorse for the men he shot with his AR-15-style rifle. U.S. President Joe Biden briefly transferred power to Vice President Kamala Harris Friday as he underwent a colonoscopy, making her the first woman to hold the presidential reins in U.S. history. The White House said the power transfer took place for 1 hour and 25 minutes on Friday morning while he was under anesthesia for the colonoscopy. Harris is the first woman to serve as vice president of the United States. No woman has ever been president in the country's nearly 250-year history. Presidential power has been transferred before to the vice president when President George W. Bush had colonoscopies in 2002 and 2007. Biden, who turned 79 on Saturday, is the oldest person to take office as U.S. president, leading to high interest in his health and well-being. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia insisted on Friday that its airspace was safe after the United States warned of a possible risk to civilian aircraft because of the spiraling conflict there. The Federal Aviation Administration this week advised U.S. carriers to exercise caution while flying into or near Addis Ababa as the year-long war moves closer to the Ethiopian capital. Airlines, quote, should plan to exercise caution during flight operations due to the potential inadvertent risk to civil aviation operating in or near areas of fighting, it said in a statement, adding, quote, civil aircraft may be directly or indirectly exposed to ground weapons fire and or surface-to-air fire. But the Ethiopian Civil Aviation Authority dismissed the U.S. warning as, quote, baseless and quite contradictory to the reality. The government declared a nationwide state of emergency earlier this month and ordered Addis Ababa residents to prepare to defend their neighborhoods amid fears that rebels, or what they call rebels, from the northern region of Tigray were heading for the capital. South Africa's police minister said Friday the country has experienced a, quote, deeply disturbing increase in rape and murder, partially explained by deadly riots in July. The minister says 20% more murders were committed between July and September compared to the same period last year. At least 350 people died 4 months ago when riots and looting sparked by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma spiraled into wider unrest driven by South Africa's staggering levels of inequality. In the province that suffered the brunt of the violence, the number of murders rose more than 44% to nearly 1,800 cases. The number of reported rapes also increased 7%, the majority committed in the home of either the rapist or the victim. The police minister said, quote, almost 10,000 people being brutalized and sexually violated in just 3 months in South Africa is a disgrace and deeply disturbing. And Poland accused Belarus on Friday of trucking hundreds of migrants back to the border and pushing them to attempt to cross illegally only hours after clearing camps at the frontier. The accusation by Poland made clear that an apparent change of tack this week by Minsk has yet to resolve the border crisis, which is spiraling into a major east-west confrontation. European governments accused Belarus of flying in thousands of people from the Middle East and pushing them to attempt to cross the border illegally. Around 10 migrants are believed to have died in the freezing woods. Belarus denies fomenting the crisis deliberately. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.